A reading from Haggai, the second chapter. In the seventh month, on the 21st day of the month, the word of the Lord came by the hand of Haggai the prophet. Speak now to Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and to Joshua, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest, and to all the remnant of the people, and say, Who is left among you who saw this house in its former glory? How do you see it now? Is it not as nothing in your eyes? Yet now be strong, O Zerubbabel, declares the Lord. Be strong, O Joshua, son of Jehozadak, the high priest. Be strong, all you people of the land, declares the Lord. Work, for I am with you, declares the Lord of hosts, according to the covenant that I made with you when you came out of Egypt. My spirit remains in your midst. Fear not. For thus says the Lord of hosts, yet once more in a little while, I will shake the heavens and the earth and the sea and the dry land, and I will shake all nations so that the treasures of the nations shall come in. And I will fill this house with glory, says the Lord of hosts. The silver is mine, and the gold is mine, declares the Lord of hosts. The latter glory of this house shall be greater than the former, says the Lord of hosts. And in this place I will give peace, declares the Lord of hosts. The word of the Lord came a second time to Haggai on the 24th day of the month. Speak to Zerubbabel, governor of Judah, saying, I am about to shake the heavens and the earth, and to overthrow the throne of kingdoms. I am about to destroy the strength of the kingdoms of the nations, and overthrow the chariots and their riders, and the horses and their riders shall go down, every one by the sword of his brother. On that day, declares the Lord of hosts, I will take you, O Zerubbabel, my servant, the son of Shealtiel, declares the Lord, and make you like a signet ring, for I have chosen you, declares the Lord of hosts. O Lord, have mercy on us. In the holy name of Jesus, amen. Before talking about our sixth antiphon, we should again emphasize that the antiphons are prayers. Prayers where we address God according to different names Scripture gives him. And we ask for things according to that name and what it gives. For example, in the prayers of the church on Sunday, sometimes we refer to God as a great physician when we pray for comfort, health, and recovery for those who are ill. And why would we call him the great physician? Well, because he's healed people while here on earth, raising folks from the dead, healing blindness, deafness, etc. So we ask for God to continue that work also, even if that means healing would come at the resurrection. So, the sixth antiphon that corresponds with the seventh verse of O come, Emmanuel, is King of the Nations, though in this hymn, Jesus is called Desire of Nations, because this is the King for which all nations desire. This title comes from Haggai chapter 2, verse 7, and I will shake all nations so that the treasure of all nations shall come in, and I will fill this house with glory, says the Lord of hosts. The translation for treasures in that verse can also be desire. But what does it mean that the desire of all nations shall come in, and that God will fill this house with glory? In the immediate context of those people, he's talking about the Jewish temple, which was originally built by Solomon, but torn down by the Babylonians in 600 BC. The Jews were then exiled to other countries, but a few generations later, the Jews were able to go back to Jerusalem and rebuild a temple. So, God's house, which was the Jewish temple, would be filled again with his glory and his riches. The verse after mentions gold and silver. But the glory of the Lord is much better than riches and gold, because it's the presence of God himself. God's presence returns to be with his people. That's what we pray for here. That God's presence would return to us. But not only to us, but the entire world. That the desire of the nations would not be gold or silver, but Christ. Because Christ's desire is for all humanity. He's made all of humanity out of clay, beginning with Adam and Eve in Genesis 1 and 2. Christ is the King of all nations, calling folks from every tribe, nation, and language and people. He himself is the cornerstone to God's holy temple. He unites and brings us all to his spiritual temple, that is, his own body crucified on the cross and risen from the grave. You have a king, and he comes for you. Not just here at Christmas when he's born in a manger, but he also comes at the second coming, when he comes to restore all good things and rid the world of all evil things, like a good king does. Though we still wait, your treasure is here for you. In the holy name of Jesus, amen.